Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the continued study in the book of Exodus and our closing meditation upon the plague that we have noted in chapter 9, verses 13 through 26, the seventh plague in Egypt, the plague of hail. May we just repeat some of the truths that we have noted before we continue and conclude the meditation upon this particular one. We have stated that this plague of hail was directly against the pride of Pharaoh himself. His own self-exaltation, claiming himself to be an incarnation of the very gods, as was the claim of this possible Pharaoh who lived at the time of Moses. And God's judgment came upon him, upon the self-exaltation of his person. God declared, "I will show you my power," and God humbled him. The humbleness of this man was not very sincere, but it did bring and wring a confession from his lips, which we read again in verse 27 of this ninth chapter. Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, "I sin this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked." There was at least the confession that he was wrong, but there was no sincerity in his promise to let the people go when he so declared to Moses that he would, if the plague would only be stopped. Now we have stated, and we repeat it, this was the character of pride, one of the great sins that we find within the world. May I quote from the New Testament that God hates pride, and such is pride that in the New Testament, I read now in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 through 17, words that are directed to the children of God, in particular by John the Apostle. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." What is in the world under Satan, under the dominion of sin, under the authority of the God of this age, is nothing but lust and pride. Men lusting for what they want, then when they attain it, pride in their accomplishment. One of the great sins of the Word of God, so emphasized by the Scriptures, is pride. And it was inflicted into the human race, injected when sin came into the Garden of Eden. When to Adam, and particularly to Eve, his wife, the serpent said, "Ye shall be as gods." And beloved, we cannot magnify too greatly the sin of pride. I know it hurts, but it is there, and God hates it. And the visitation of pride is going to be a day of judgment for this world, in the day of God's wrath. Now let me particularly, before going further, commend to you, if you will read it, and I'm not going to take the time, time does not permit it, but if you will read in Isaiah chapter 28, or Ezekiel rather, chapter 28, in chapter 28 of Ezekiel, you will read the fall of Satan, who was created the highest being. And if you will read in Isaiah chapter 14, concerning his fall there, you will find that the cause of the fall of Satan was the pride of his heart. When his heart was lifted up with pride, and he declared, "I will be God." And he injected that same theme into the human race. And many are seeking to be as gods. But now I wish to link this plague of hail with what is to come upon the earth at large. Not upon the restricted area of one nation only, but upon the earth at large. And may I read in the book of the Revelation, please, chapter 8. I'd like to read verses 6 and 7. And I want you to see that even in the New Testament, in the book of the Revelation, where we have plagues, we have judgments recorded, we can recognize a similarity between the plagues of Egypt and the judgments that are to come. But may I again repeat, the judgments upon the land of Egypt were restricted to that particular area. The judgments that we shall read of in the book of the Revelation, for the greater part, will be upon the whole earth. Now note these words, and you will find a similarity to the judgment of hail in the land of Egypt, when hail and rain and thunder and fire ran along the ground in that terrific time of judgment. In Revelation 8, 6 and 7, listen to the words. The seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, there followed hail and fire, mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. I want you to notice a word that is added. It's not only hail mingled with fire, but it's hail and fire mingled with blood. For there's no question, there is the suggestion that there will be destruction of life under the coming visitation of God's wrath in a coming day. May I go even further now? In the book of the Revelation, I would like to continue reading in chapter 11. And again, I want you to just notice that from the heavens above, there's coming out the pouring out of wrath and of judgment upon the earth. Listen to these words. Chapter 11 and verse 19, the last verse. Yes, may I say, might begin reading in verse 18. The nations were angry, thy wrath is come, the time of the dead, that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, to the saints, to them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament or covenant. And there were lightnings, there were voices, there were thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail. Now may I point out very definitely that the visitation of God's judgments upon the earth, those judgments are coming down from heaven above. And in our verse that we have read, in Revelation 11, 19, John by the Spirit sees the temple of God open in heaven, and these judgments come down from heaven upon the earth. It will be the great day of God's wrath. But may I go even further? Turning with me, if you will, to chapter 16 in this book of the Revelation, I want you to see again the mention of hail, as we have already noted it. In chapter 16, I'm going to read verse 17 through 21. And listen to the words. And these words, if I may say, they are the final descriptive words of the great vile judgments to be poured out in their finality upon the earth. I read in chapter 16 of Revelation, verse 17 through 21. The seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. May I repeat, can I be too dogmatic? I believe not. There is coming in the judgments of God such magnitude of earthquakes the world will never have seen before. Now this is in the future. We've had many. We're still getting some. But there's one that is yet to come that will be so mighty and so great. And the prophet John writes, the great city was divided into three parts. The cities of the nations fell. Great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Now I want you to notice the final verse particularly. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Now let me very briefly but thoroughly, in the moments we have left, declare this 21st verse of Revelation 16, declares the visitation of hail coming down out of heaven. I wish you to note the weight of those hailstones. Every stone about the weight of a talent. Now, I do not know whether you're acquainted with the weight of a talent. In the Old Testament, the weight of a talent in Hebrew reckoning varied anywhere from 115 pounds to 125. A talent weighed about 115 to 125. In the days that John wrote the book of the Revelation, in the Greek existence of that particular time, a talent weighed 84 pounds. Now, I don't want to be fanciful, but if this is literal, and I do believe the judgment's got to be literal, the hailstones are going to be of such magnitude beyond your comprehension and mine. I believe, as far as I've been able to, in my own research and study, to determine, the largest hailstones ever known were in Turkey one time, and they were about the size of a man's foot. That's pretty big. But then may I also remind my listeners, when the atomic bomb in its experiment was exploded over the Pacific, the scientists with their long-range telescopes, so when the bomb exploded, that great blocks of ice weighing from 200 to 300 pounds fell out of the condensation of the atmosphere caused by the great heat. Now, if men can make stones of ice come down 200 to 300 pounds, what can God do? Oh, my beloved, I would be very faithful to remind you the day of judgment's coming. And God's wrath is coming upon the earth. And yet men are going to harden their hearts because of the plague. So great. My friend, I say to you, now is the time for you, if never you have, to find Christ as your Savior before God's wrath falls upon you. Father, bless thy truth. Save some sinners in Jesus' name. Amen.